If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. SpaceX. If it was a hockey team, it's up 75-0 and it's still laying it on. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Reporting on yawn, yet another record for SpaceX. Hiya, Bob. What are they up to?
They did another 29 Starlink satellites into orbit early this week. And what was significant about that launch was several things that need to be noted. One, the first stage completed its 32nd flight. This is a new record for a Falcon 9 booster. It also puts it only one behind the Space Shuttle Atlantis for the most reuses by a launch vehicle. In fact, only Discovery and Atlantis are now ahead of this booster. And SpaceX has actually 4 boosters on the same boat, all pushing those last two shuttles. I predict that not long before all of SpaceX's fleet is going to surpass all the shuttles and be significantly more than them. This is the reuse of rocketry, and they do it now like an airline, the way it's supposed to be done. That was one thing about this that was significant. Obviously, it continues SpaceX's utter domination of the launch market. It has flown more times this year than its nearest competitor, China, more than twice as many times as another nation, China. It is also flying more often than the entire world combined by a significant amount. Now, that's that. But the other aspect of this is the launch. They put up 29 Starlink satellites. What's interesting, what's significant and their domination is shown by the fact that they launched 6 times in the past week and put up 170 Starlink satellites. That matches what almost any one of these other constellations have done over the last year. None of them have been able to launch 200 satellites yet, except maybe OneWeb, but they did that already. It's an older system. But the newer ones like Amazon Leo, AST Space Mobile, and China's multiple big constellations, all trying to compete with Starlink in some way or another, they have barely gotten started. And yet in 1 week, SpaceX tops them all. So it's just right now it dominates completely. And in a sense, this is not a good thing. We really need other competitors out there. You know, some people think I'm a space fan, a SpaceX fanboy, but in a sense, I just cheer their success. But I really want other companies and we need them. So it really is necessary for others to step to the plate and start producing. And you'll notice I'm not suggesting we limit SpaceX. They have done everything the way they're supposed to. And they produced billions of dollars of prosperity and tens of thousands of jobs. We shouldn't limit them. Others have to start producing, and that's what we need right now, John.
In the first decade of this century, Elon Musk was in China signing a deal to build a Tesla plant, and he was going to own it himself, not have to share ownership. But very unusual. China really wanted it. So his engineer said, the reason they're doing this is they're going to steal from us. They're going to steal self-drive software. And Musk's answer was, we're going to move too fast. By the time they get to it, we'll be way ahead. That's his temperament, Bob. That applies exactly to what you just said.
Yeah.
He moves too fast for people to catch up.
One of the, you know, with Starlink is a great story. And when he first started Starlink, what is it, about 10, 12, 15 years ago, he had some people running it, and they were moving too slow for him. So he fired them. They wanted to do too many test flights and spend years checking things out. He said, no, we're going to start flying. We're going to start operating, and we'll test it as we go. And he fired them. Guess what? They started to work for Amazon. They took over Amazon's Kuiper, now LEO constellation. And it took them a decade to finally get a satellite launched. In the meantime, SpaceX has got thousands in orbit and is making literally billions of dollars in revenue every year from its customers. That's what gets you moving quick, John. Success.
300 companies for Golden Dome, and not one of them can tell me what it is. What is it, Bob?
No one can tell us. Essentially, Golden Dome, I think, is an upgrade of the Pentagon's Patriot system, as well as Israel's Iron Dome concept, which uses our Patriot system partly. These are the use of missiles to intercept other missiles on their way to the ground to prevent them from impacting the Earth. And Golden Dome is a step up from that, and it's probably it's supposed to be orbital as well. They haven't given us much information, and the Congress has funded it to $24 billion and also hasn't told us much. But the head of that Golden Dome project in the Space Force had some guarded remarks about it, and he said he's talking to about 300 aerospace companies to get preliminary design work started. And I have noticed that a lot of the civilian startups that have been in the space industry have shifted a lot of their work to the military. And they've been selling themselves to the military for expressly the purpose of winning Golden Dome contracts. So this is a big deal. It's coming along the pike. Obviously, security is a reason to keep things secret. But when government operations are secretive, it's a very dangerous thing. That secret structure is almost guaranteed to lead to corruption and wasteful spending. And unfortunately, that's where we are right now. We have to keep it secret, but at the same time, our government is not reliable in these matters.
There's a herd of pork moving into the building, Bob. they're not even bothered being animals. They're just pork. All right, fine. God bless them. There's a blemish on Orion hatch. What is Orion?
All right, Orion is the very expensive Lockheed Martin capsule that it's building for NASA's Artemis program in conjunction with the Space Launch System, the SLS rocket. And the first manned mission of Orion is supposed to take place sometime between February and April of next year, only a few months away. And they've got the capsule already integrated on top of the rocket, and they were going to do a launch countdown rehearsal with the four astronauts inside. But we learned 2 weeks later that that test was canceled and delayed because they found a blemish on the thermal barrier, assume that's the gasket, of the hatch of the capsule. And that required that they couldn't close the capsule hatch, which meant, that, of course, it wouldn't have been sealed in space and they would have died. And so they had to fix that. They had to replace the thermal barrier, I think, but they really haven't told us much about it, what the blemish was, what caused it, and how they fixed it. And once again, NASA was somewhat secretive about this. This is once again raising questions about Orion. They're going to put people on it on the next flight to fly around the moon. It has a thermal heat shield that is questionable. It's going to be using an environmental system that's never been used. And lo and behold, they find blemishes on its hatch that prevent the hatch from closing. I am not enthused about this mission, not because of the concept. I like the exploration, the risk, the willingness to take risks, but you don't take risks stupidly. And I think NASA is doing this in this case. And I really fear we're going to lose those four astronauts on this flight.
Bob, someone named Jonah's knocking at the door. Shall I open up?
I see. Once again, John, I don't like the idea of Jonah because it implies it's some gremlin you don't have any control over. And I think in this case, NASA has control over this. And like Challenger and Columbia, it is ignoring the problems for the sake of schedule.
Artemis, they're having hearings about it. Remind us, Bob, what is Artemis and what's the idea here?
Artemis is Orion and SLS, and it's this mission going to around the moon next year. And its goal is to get American astronauts on the moon again before China gets there. And there was a House hearing last week where they had a bunch of witnesses, all talking about the significant problems of Artemis and Orion and SLS and how it's really not going to help us beat China to the moon. And so at one point, one of the congressmen asked each of the witnesses to give one word answers to this question. Is NASA on track to get back to the moon before the Chinese do? And not all succeeded with one word, but their sentiment was similar. Let me quote, no, I'm very pessimistic, worried, maybe. And finally, former NASA Administrator Griffin, no possible way with the present plan. So the points I've made about Orion are things that people are aware of in Congress. They're afraid to change things, but they recognize the problems exist. I just wish they would take action and actually fix the problems, and that's what they're not doing.
From the blue tape to the blemish on the hatch, Bob.
Yeah.
They're coming up with new excuses. We've never seen these before. It's like a baseball game. You never see the same place play twice. I just mentioned that whenever you're ready, Jonah's ready to interview us. Okay. All right. We go now to Airbus, which is another big space company once upon a time. Did they spin off from something, or were they always?
Well, Airbus is still a big space company. It's a European big space company. It has spun off a small rocket startup called Maya Space to try to get in on the startup business, but it's still a big space company. And this story, John, illustrates it. The Airbus has signed China's Kuanfan, or space sail in English, space sail constellation, to provide internet to its airplanes. Rather than sign Starlink, which has thousands of satellites up and is totally operational, and many American airline companies have signed them, airplane and airplane companies, Airbus has decided to sign up with China's internet constellation, which only has about 119 satellites in orbit. It's not even close. But it's picked them. And I was trying to figure out why they would pick them to put China's Starlink equivalent on their airplanes. And the only thing I could think of is they have a pending deal negotiation with China to sell Airbus planes to China. And China is going to require its constellations on any planes that it flies into China. That's my guess. But I don't know that. And it's very puzzling that a Western nation company, capitalist company, would sign with China, knowing that China uses its constellations to spy on people. Their customers are not going to necessarily want to use this constellation.
And Russia and India working together in some fashion after that recent visit by Mr. Putin to Delhi to stand with Narendra Modi. Is this new, Bob?
Yes, this is new. Russia is supposedly building a replacement space station for ISS. No one believes it. They haven't been able to get anything accomplished in decades since the fall of the Soviet Union. So we don't really believe it's happening, but they say it's happening. And it might eventually happen, maybe, if we're very naive. But India is also building its own space station. And even though it might not get it up in time, it says it's going to launch first module in 28 and have it operational by 35. They might not meet that schedule, but I'm pretty confident, actually, India will get that done. Well, they have now signed an agreement to have both their space stations fly at the same orbit that ISS uses together. So that will allow cross missions between the two stations and launches from both India and Russia to both stations. They're going to work together to build their stations and maybe have joint missions back and forth. Well, how I see this is Roscosmos in Russia looking for somebody else that can carry its weight. In other words, it doesn't really expect its space station to really get built on time. And so they want to jump onto the Indian space station and send their astronauts there. That's what I think is really going on here. They can't get they no longer have a partnership deal with the U.S. once ISS goes. None of the commercial stations want to work with them. China's really not really willing to work with Russia on its station, and Russia really can't fly to its station because of where it is in orbit. And so Russia's looking for some alternative, and they've gone to India for that purpose, John.
Good report, Bob. Games afoot. We'll be back on this story. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. We're going exploring. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. So it's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.